The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. This is your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And Victoria D. Wells.
Simpin' After Dark is a podcast where we like to pick songs that we love and talk about how they make us feel. We're going to get in our feelings and talk our shit.
And today is a pretty special episode because we have probably one of the greatest fuckboys of all time.
Like, most fuckboy-y song slash artist.
I feel like we say that about every fuckboy we have on here. We are talking about the very fire Brent Faiyaz.
Yes. So I think everyone can agree his music is like the ultimate like fuckboy music. He's like kind of like a The Weeknd type.
Definitely.
To me, like similar music and like energy and just like fuckboy vibes.
He gives no fucks.
Yeah.
Like, not one.
All the women want him and probably some men too. I don't know.
No, you're probably not wrong at all there. I mean... All right.
He
first
ain't
of all,
fucking with nobody like that.
When was the first time you heard Brent? Do you remember?
I think I heard Sonder first.
Ooh,
to be honest, yeah.
I think that's actually.
Yeah, I like didn't know, and then I had heard like another. I don't know what song.
Yeah,
but
I'm
I was
bad
like
their
voices like sound the same. I was like, wait, this is the fucking same person. Just Sonder is a group with him and two other dudes, but Sonder makes great music too. But yeah, I heard Sonder first.
Wow. I just remember hearing a lot of his songs. And you know whenever you're like on Shuffle or like New Music Friday on Spotify and you see the same artist and yeah. I don't know about anybody else out there, but like I don't fully read words because my brain's too lazy.
Yeah.
So I'll just be like, "Oh, that Brent Fizzy."
Yeah, you like fizzy. Say it in your head some way, but then.
And it's just like, so for like the longest time, I was like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking asshole. Like, he's honest, yeah. But he's real.
You hear his voice and you're just like, yes, but then he's just saying like the meanest things to you. But
the
then you're
rudest.
Like, still like, yes, but like sad.
Part of you like, you're listening to it and you're kind of mesmerized and you're like, wait. Did he just tell me he's fucking someone else too? I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
He makes you question whether he's doing is bad or not.
Which like now I think he has a girl. He just actually posted a picture with a girl the other day.
But did he tag her?
He didn't tag her. So I don't
he
know.
Did a soft launch. A soft launch in his bay.
I mean, it was full launch. You could see the face. But he just like wasn't trying to share that with nobody. Probably trying to keep some part of it like private still maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think soft launch would be like if it's like the profile. Like back of the head, 3/4 profile.
Like hugging a girl where you can't see her face
yes,
or something.
Exactly. Or just the arm or the nails.
Okay, so this was a full launch. This was an opening night.
Yes, minus like maybe the name.
Yeah, true. But I mean, I wouldn't want to tag if I was, I feel like if I was famous, I wouldn't want to tag
if
my significant
Brent
other.
Was my man, I would not want him to tag me because.
Girls would just be coming for
me. I was
me
just
in my
like
DMs.
Cracking up reading all the comments. All the girls are like, oh my God, how could you do this to me? Like they're joking, but they're just like, he's cheating on me. Like, some dude was like.
Are they joking?
Probably like a little bit, half and half, 50-50. Some dude was like, oh, but I wouldn't want to be his girl if you listen to his music. Oh, like. you know.
That's pretty
true. It's a persona. He, like, has to keep it up with the fuckboy. He can't just, like, switch it up now just because he has a girl. He's probably going to continue to make his little fuckboy music.
Yeah, I'm sure he's totally not a fuckboy.
Yeah, he's probably a really good person.
He's probably such a solid partner. Like, he probably communicates. You know, he asks about feelings. He doesn't. You don't have to ask him twice. Should we respect boundaries? Should we maybe play a little clip of this?
We should definitely play a little clip. Oh, what the?
All right, let's play it. Fuck the world. I'm a walking erection. Spin without a thought. We do it reckless. Your nigga called us texting. You said, baby, don't be mad. You know how great it is. Turn up in your mouth if you ain't speaking good to me. I ain't been like him. Fucking with a G. Just cause I fuck you, that don't mean I trust you, I don't. You got some high hopes, baby. For me crazy, and I'll tell you about me. Wow.
Lam. Such a good song.
I feel like there's only one thing I could say.
What?
It's a bop.
It's a motherfucking bop for sure. Like, that is a fucking bop.
Yeah, like, this is his most popular song for sure.
So it's like it's called the same thing as the album, I believe, Fuck the World.
Yeah.
Which he dropped this year, but this song I think he dropped last year probably sometime. Which I was, like, so confused because he was, like hyping the album for a minute. And then he kept saying, oh, the album. But then after he dropped it, he was like, by the way, like, this isn't an album. Just somebody said that and I just ran with it. So I don't know if he, like, considers it like a
damn, he's EP a fuckboy in his drops, too.
Dude, for real. Like, he's, like, gaslighting us. He's like, you said that.
I didn't say that. You put that in my mouth. I just went with it.
So, damn, that's so true. Good point.
Hey, if you're going to be a fuckboy, though, like, just be that fuckboy in every aspect of your life.
He is on brand with that. He was on brand with it, for sure.
If you're going to do it right. All right, I think we should break down these lyrics.
Let's do it.
It's pretty aggressive out the gate.
Like, I fucking love it. Like, I just walk around saying this intro line. He says, wanna fuck the world, I'm a walking erection.
Like, that is...
Put it on a t-shirt.
Honestly, that's a pretty clever line. That's
great. I like it.
Fuck the world, I'm a walking... When I heard that shit, I was like,
all right, we going in.
All right. Yeah. We're starting like this. Got it.
And then he, like, gets into saying, your dude caught us texting. You said, baby, don't be mad. You know how Brent is.
So, like, straight up, she's like, oh, you know how he is. Yeah. Like, he just likes to fuck
don't
around.
Don't be mad, baby. Like, he gives no fucks.
Have you ever experienced a situation where, like, you've said that to your...
I think, yeah.
It's always a dude from work, bro.
It always is. But, like, the thing is, for me, like, okay, if somebody's coming on to me, like, that has nothing to do with me. Like, for me, I'm not flirting back. Like, I'm just friendly.
Oh, you're not?
And that sounds like such a girl thing to say. Like, I'm just friendly.
I'm not, straight up. You gonna flirt with me? What's up? I'm coming full force. Don't fall, like, in love with me.
Like, he's just the homie, babe. Yeah. Like, but I don't know. I feel like the way she says it is more, like, disrespectful. She's like, you know how Brent is. Like,
well,
no,
I mean,
no.
That works for the song.
Yeah. It's perfect. Like, imagine, you know, like, Brent's, like, just, like, laughing, like, but
he's like, you said, baby, come on. He's just a dude from work. It's totally fine. You know how it is.
Just chill, babe.
It's chill. Just be chill.
Oh, man. Well, that's what happens, you know. If you're a fuck boy, then your girl might be a little bit fuck girl with you.
She might fuck back on you.
Fuck back. Gonna fuck on me. I'm going to fuck on you. What's up?
So it goes on. Verse one. Don't open your mouth if you ain't speaking good to me.
I like that.
I ain't built like him. You fucking with a G.
Talk to me nice.
Straight up. So he's like, not only is he, like, rude and really straightforward, he's kind of like, I'm also not going to accept your attitude.
Like, he's like, I'm fucking with you for a good time and a good time only. Like, you start, like, getting lip with me, I'm gone.
That's it. I'm out. And, like, okay. I know we touched on this in the last podcast episode, Boys to Men. Go ahead and recap that.
That was a good one.
But it's something I kind of want to bring up and go in depth.
Okay.
And basically, it's, okay, there are men like this. There are men like this who are very straightforward and who are very, this is what I want from this. It's nothing serious at all. It's strictly sexual or like strictly whatever it is, whatever. And if you don't like it, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then girls, they think that they can handle that.
Yeah.
And they can't.
Because I think every girl kind of thinks like, you know, like I ain't no regular bitch. Like he's going to be whipped by this pussy. Yeah. He's going to fall in love and he's going to want to be with me. Every girl kind of has that mentality. Even if a dude's like, nah, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Like deep down part of you is like, well, just maybe. Maybe if I fuck him good enough, like, it'll be the one thing that'll make him be like,
maybe if I do this one little sweet thing for him.
Yeah, like, he'll see it. And
don't be doing no girlfriend favors for no fuckboy that told you it is what it is from the beginning. Like, that's where you fuck up trying to do all this cute shit for, like, a dude that already told you no.
Yeah, I know, bitch, okay? You don't... God, she's so rude. You don't have to do that. But I feel like you get wrapped up in it because sometimes, you know, like...
It's not for everybody. Like, no. I wish, like, if I was, wish I didn't give a shit. I wish I could live that, like, fuck girl life. It's just not for me. Yeah.
You weren't made for the streets.
I have too many feelings.
You're like, love me, marry me.
I am not for the streets.
No. I just... Not even. It's not even like I like want to be in a committed relationship with someone, but there's you know, just a heads up. We in downtown LA right now.
It's August and there's still fireworks.
Yeah. People are keeping 4th of July going strong. You feel me? Yeah. But shout out to Wild 7 headquarters. Make sure you check out their podcast. We always like to stop by and make a few appearances. So if you enjoy our stuff, you might enjoy theirs as well. Check it out. But getting back to the main point is... it's just I think that some people, like, they have this idea that they can go along with it. They have this idea that...
I think people want to because it seems so simple and, like, fun.
Yeah.
It's, like, the same thing with, like, being a side hoe. It seems like it's so simple. Like, the way he's, like, don't give me no lip, kind of, like, if you got attitude, bye. It's, like, it seems like you're just there, like, to have a good time with each other. Mm-hmm. It sounds good in theory.
Yeah.
But it's probably not. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things I think that, like, works better in theory than it does in real life, because I mean at the end of the day I'll be like, okay, cool, I'm not gonna let this dude like control the way I feel and then he'll be like this on his phone and he'll be like, and you're like,
who the fuck you texting?
Oh,
I mean,
so I don't exist.
I mean, it's none of my business, none of my concern.
He's like, it's my grandma. I'm like, fuck,
for sure,
damn it,
he's lying.
I know he's fucking someone, but it's
like, I mean, I guess it's like different for everyone. Like if you guys have tips on like how to do it, let us know. Hit us up at simpingafterdark@gmail.com or DM us. You guys have been hitting us up. So continue doing that. So if you guys have tips on how to be in that type of situation, let us know. Cause I don't fucking know.
Yeah. I don't think I know how to do that.
Yeah. It's hard.
Damn. We suck. We're like not taking advantage of this. Like, 2020 women making money and fucking all these dudes who have usually fucked them over. We're not taking advantage of this shit.
Being like a fuck girl.
We're just out here in our feelings, like loving.
Shout out the fuck girls though. Do your thing.
Not fuck boys though? No, bitch.
Well, I guess that brings us back to this whole point you want to bring up about, like, is it the dude's fault? Is it the girl's fault?
Yeah.
Which I think we kind of touched on where it's like, it's a little bit of both. But it's hard. Like, you really have to have, like, no conscience.
Well, and also, it's just this sense of, like, a dude who's going to be like, yeah, it's not going to be shit. It's not going to turn into shit. I'm really only fucking you. But what are you doing tonight?
Fucking you and fucking you only, and then you bounce after.
Like, right?
Don't ask me how my day was.
And so.
As soon as you ask me how my day was, like, I'm like. In love.
Yeah, I think that's the confusing part for me. Like, I think that if I never fucking spoke to you, but just came and fucked you and then, like, left.
How do you discern between, like, are you asking me how my day was because you care? Or are you, like, just trying to make small talk till we fuck?
Mm.
Yeah, that's
exactly. Hard. So, like, I feel like maybe I could be... But no, I was in one of those entanglements.
Oh, no. It's August.
I was in an entanglement, bitch. He was like, it was fucked up. It was one of those, like, oh, I don't like you like that. But then he was like, let's cuddle. And I was like,
how dare you?
My brain is like, bitch, run. Yeah, but like my little heart was just like,
That's ultimate. Just cool. Yeah, that's ultimate fuckboy shit. Yeah. Cause like if you're gonna like know that you don't want a relationship, like don't be doing all that. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm all about that. What can you do? Let's get back to these lyrics.
This part. Yes.
Okay.
Let me highlight that.
But this is for real though. This is on both fuckboy and other people parts.
Yeah.
So it's kind of true.
It's totally related, yeah. So he says, you fucking with the G. Just because I fuck you, that don't mean I trust you. I don't. You got some high hopes. High hopes, baby. I love that. That part is so fucking savage.
It's...
You got some high hopes. Damn.
Like, straight up, I don't give a fuck Thanks. About you.
Oh, fuck.
Thanks.
Thanks.
No,
that life would be too embarrassing for me because I'd be like reading implode. Shit the wrong way.
And I would
be like,
implode.
He's like, I don't trust. Oh, okay. I mean, you shouldn't be trusting these people. They have no reason to trust you. And my first assumption is always like, who hurt you, baby?
Yeah.
For you to what be this happened? Way.
Yeah, like what is what? Going on?
Please.
What about, okay, do you think that trust is... inclusive with sex
to like a degree, certain extent, I think, right? More of just like sexual activity and partners history wise like if you're gonna be fucking somebody raw, which we don't condone not safe sex, you know, be safe people.
Oh, I was like, speak for your
but I'm just saying, like, you have to have a certain level of trust if you're gonna be fucking around with someone like that, especially if you got like your one True. Go-to person that you're gonna go fuck.
But people don't, this like guy don't have life. One go-to.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? Are you reading the same lyrics as me?
I mean, either way, sure. She's only there to get fucked, though. Like, even if it's, like, one special one, it's just, like, he doesn't want to go deeper with it, I think.
Deeper in the pussy.
Deep in the pool. Ow. Yes.
Okay, but
took
okay,
a trip to London just to hear how they talk.
I think that That's part is so funny.
I love it. Like, okay, you got it like that. You should hear how they talk. La la la.
Down all the hood homies here. Respect me. Strippers want to sex me.
Strippers want to sex
me. You bluffed
me.
On him. Now he mad because you let me. Oh, he's
That's
so
like
rude.
The worst, like betrayal to like when like homeboy from the beginning was like asking his girl, and she's like, you know how Brent is, and then she ends up fucking him. Or she probably was already, but he finds out. Like that's the worst kind of betrayal when like,
and he's just
you
like,
knew
laughing
and you
at
laughed,
that,
and like Brent's just like.
Should we play like another little clip?
Yes.
I feel like we should.
It's the same clip, but it's a bop.
You think you can get the timing on this?
No.
You got this. Hit it.
Fucking with a G.
Wow, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping Dogs Lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This
is good. It's good.
We got another verse. We
got another little verse too. Don't come around if you ain't close to me. I ain't built like them. You got to work for me. Dang.
Just because I haunt you,
it don't mean I want you. I don't. You got some high hopes. Damn, Brent Faiyaz is like.
Straight up, just because I haunt you, like just because you're thinking about me, just
that
because
has nothing
you,
to do with me.
Oh my God, that is the most toxic shit I've ever heard in my life.
Like
and
hearing
I love
that
it.
Now, like, I don't really relate to being like, you know, fucking around with someone, but I can kind of relate to being like a fuck girl, like back in the day. Like kind of stringing dudes along, like telling them things.
I'm definitely flirting.
But that's the thing. It's like, oh, now I'm just like realizing like, cause like, I'm like, I'm
Since
just flirting.
Podcast.
It don't mean nothing. And it's like, I'm like blaming girls for like getting attached, but then because it's the guy's fault also because he's saying shit. But then it's like, girls are really flirty too sometimes. And like, even though it means nothing, just how for him it probably means nothing. It's like same thing. So maybe we should, like, sympathize a little bit more with these fuckboys. Cut them a little slack.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to pretend like she didn't say that. Second of all, no, actually, you want to know what's funny? I feel like ever since the podcast, you know, I've been, like, second-guessing how I treat people. Because I'm trying to, like, make more of an effort to not do that, you know?
Ass.
I mean, not that I, like, am that type of person, but, you know, just being a little bit more strict. Because I tend to be...
Yeah.
I think I tend to be a little bit flirty, and then people are like, oh, and then I'm like,
no.
And then all of a sudden I like leave you on red for 3 weeks. And then I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's because it's easy to just like convince yourself, well, like because the intentions weren't there when I was flirting, that it's not my fault if you get attached. Like, sorry, homeboy, but like,
that's on you, not me.
Nothing to do with me.
But also me getting feelings is like.
Yeah, so it's like,
why are you doing this?
Maybe
to me?
We should reflect a little more.
Yeah, maybe it's my own karma. Oh, no. This is not a therapy session.
I don't like that. I've thought about that before because, like, I've done some fucked up shit, and then when shit happens to me, I'm just like, I did this to myself. There's like, I don't think I fucked up that bad for all this shit to be happening to me.
No, most definitely not. Sorry. Yeah, so, not our karma.
I don't know.
I say we get into some tweets.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
I got a tweet.
Oh, I got tweets.
Damn, she got tweets.
Is that
Tweety Bird today?
No, it's somebody else. I got this funny ass one. Like, it's been saved. Where is it? It's from like last week on Twitter, I think. I don't know. So it was like a video of this girl getting proposed to. They're like on a balcony, and it's like this mushy song, you know, playing like to like stir up your feelings and shit. And then, like, the guy, like, gets down on one knee, and she, like, looks at him, and she's just like, oh, like, fucking hyperventilating, like, fucking wheezing, crying, like, jumps into his, like, lap and, like, clenches her butt cheeks together. Like, it's so cringy to watch. Like, she's so fucking happy.
You have the audio? You have the audio?
I could probably find it.
No, I mean, we don't need all that. It's not like we're doing a podcast.
No, I just have a screenshot of it because, like, oh my God. Ugh.
It was bad.
Yeah, so just like my thing with marriage that I've always had, like, my issue, it feels like such like a pick me thing. The fact that a woman has to wait for like the guy to be ready and then act like you're like, oh my God, finally, I got picked.
Yeah, like he finally decided.
Like he's giving you the gift of his life. Like, bitch, you're the gift. Like, don't be jumping up and down like that. Like, I get it. You're happy. You're in love. But like,
no,
that energy was all too much. It's just like, oh, I think I screenshotted like some of the replies that like worded it so perfectly of like what my thoughts always are. So it's like, I'm torn between just let people be happy and find magic in their own timelines. which generally is true, but the whole woman anxiously waiting for male partner to propose for 8 years and then having to perform extreme gratitude narrative is also a thing, and it's weird. If people want to wait 11 years or never get married at all, or whatever relationship model and timeline they choose, have at it and find your joy. But there is sometimes an undertone of it's a gift he's giving her and not the other way around, I'll be honest. And that was at Laura Writes It. And the original tweet was posted by at Jonathan something, John Willow. I don't know. That was cringy anyway, so you don't deserve to be credited.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah. I probably come off so bitter, but whatever.
I don't think so, because I think it is one of those things where it's like we're kind of always told, like growing up, that like you have to find the most perfect husband. This is what you have to do to keep your husband.
Yeah.
This is how you have to make your man happy. Like, I don't I mean, I've heard the term like happy wife, happy life, but yeah. I feel like that's like a joke with like older men, like that the only way you'll be happy is if your wife isn't complaining.
Yeah.
But at the end, it's never
same thing as like the old ball and chain thing.
Yes. Like you should want the way that like we're told to make our husbands, like you should want to cook for him, clean for him.
Yeah. It should come from inside you.
Yeah. They're not told to love their women like that or to love their wives like that. It's more like, just make her happy. Give her whatever she wants. Like, what? She's not a fucking kid. Like,
I was just like talking to my parents about this, and I think it's in Spanish where like a wife is esposa, and I think esposa or esposas or something like that means like handcuffs or like chains or some shit like that. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. Marriage isn't for everybody. Like, to each their own. I don't mind being with one person for the rest of my life, but to me, like, the idea of marriage is just weird. Spending all that money on a fucking wedding is fucking weird. But to each their own.
To me, a marriage is a contract. Like, it's a business. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad. I think marriage is beautiful. I would love to get married one day. But I don't think I have as much, like, weight as other women do wedding.
Yeah, like, maybe, like, you don't view it as, like, a fairy tale.
No.
Like, end all be all of your life.
Not like, at all. Like, I'm not like,
pinnacle of your being.
Yeah, I'm not like waiting for my wedding day to come. I'm like,
yeah, how little girls are just like, I've been waiting for this day my whole life. I've been planning my wedding my whole life. Like, that's just not me. I don't get it. Yeah. Like, I try not to hate on it. But it's just like, there are better things in life.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, there's more than. Like, we should always be striving to just, like, do more. And if you want to be married, like, again, like you said, there's nothing wrong with getting married or being married. But, like, you should definitely, if your only strive in life is to just be a wife, like, as long as you're doing things for yourself as well, I think that's really important. But you should definitely try to have
some personal
goals.
Because you really want to be a wife because something else, like, not just, I hope it's not just you just want to be a wife, period.
Yeah, like, maybe because you want to have kids. I mean, I think that there's nothing wrong if you say, like, I want to be a wife and have kids and just raise my kids and be a good wife, and that's all I want to do. I mean, there's nothing wrong with just having, like, your family, but don't make it seem like that's the only way to be happy or that's,
and I just hope you find someone that, like, appreciates that and, like, tries to make your, like, experience of that like the best thing that it can be, because if not, you might just be disappointed when you get that and you still have 50 years ahead of yourself, maybe 60 70, I don't fucking know, 75 years ahead of yourself. And like, you already accomplished like your biggest goal in life. Like, are you happy? I hope so.
Create more goals. Don't you know, if you're waiting for a dude to pick you, like, even if his name is Brent, like, maybe you shouldn't. Like, maybe you should focus on yourself, or like, maybe you should rethink that. So
I think so many girls are ready to just get married just to say that they're a wife, or that they, like, so they can cross it off their list. Like, they don't care who it is.
Well, because I think we all want human connection, and for someone to like make a commitment that's like supposedly a lifelong commitment to you and be like, oh my God, I want her. I don't care about anyone else. I want her. Like, of course we all want
that's
that,
amazing.
You know?
I guess like, I'm just so jaded where I'm like, okay, and like, what? You could wake up tomorrow and serve me with some divorce papers, and what? Okay.
It's true. Like,
you change your mind.
That could happen. And I think at the end of the day, we all kind of just want to be picked, but some of us have probably more of like a realistic perception on like that. Whereas you know, like growing up,
yeah,
listening to fairy tales, like you're gonna have one husband, you're gonna find your husband.
Some girls,
like,
are just still stuck there,
yeah,
like in that fairy tale idea of love and marriage.
You know, most people would call us pessimists, right?
That's true, though.
Not realists.
Just kidding, I'm a realist.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
No, but it's, I mean, I think that. Because I'm only getting married once. If I'm doing it, I'm only fucking doing it one time. I'm telling you, one time. That's it.
After that, I'd be like...
No, that's it. Like, the person's going to be like, oh, we're getting divorced. I'd be like, no, we're not. Like, we're just not. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not doing it. So,
yeah,
I definitely want it. I don't care if I got to date some dude for 15 years and then marry him. If that's what I... Whatever feels right to me, but I'm only doing it one time. Watch me, like, come back and get divorced, like, three times. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Whatever.
Damn. Do you have any more tweets to
share with us? I do. You know, I keep those things on me. Yeah, so where is it? So, the easiest way for a man to turn me off is to tell me he's going to do something or offer up his services and he doesn't follow through. Ooh. I don't care if you offered to help me pick up a bobby pin off the floor. I may not say something, act on it right away, but it's definitely noted. And that's at @its_PaulDeanJ. Paul Dean.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a big red flag for me.
Yeah.
Like, if you say you're going to do something or if you say, like, you're going to take anything. If you say you're going to do something, take me somewhere. If you mention something, my little brain goes like, oh.
Okay, then.
And then when you don't do it, I'm like,
oh, not trustworthy. Like, that plays right into, like, her other episode when, like, I kept trying to, like, explain, like, how you build trust. And I'm like, it's the little things, and I couldn't, like, think of fucking anything.
Yeah.
Because it's really the littlest things, like, literally anything. Like, that's...
Well, just remembering if I used to get really upset with this one dude that I was talking to because he would fucking forget everything.
Oh, no.
And I felt like it was a tactic. I felt like it was like I just forgot. And I'd be like, did you really forget? Or like, are you just saying that to get out of it? Because I would say like, oh, I got to go somewhere, blah, 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 this and this and that. And then he would like blow me up. Like, what are you doing? Where are you? This and this and that. And I'd be like, I told you I had this. Oh, I didn't remember. I forgot. And I'd be like, how the fuck did... That was yesterday.
Damn.
You know?
I mean, some people have really bad memories because I stay doing that shit.
I'm like, yes.
You didn't tell me that. But then I'm like, I don't know if, like, they're just gaslighting me, telling me that they told me. Because I really don't remember. Like, see, I'm just questioning myself now. I'm like, I don't fucking know.
But in those instances, like, it's now taught me that whenever somebody, like, doesn't... So what, like when I was talking yesterday, you like two fucking monkeys were going pa 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 in like your head the whole time. So you weren't listening. That's the only conclusion I can come to. I'm not saying that like people are human beings. I'm not saying you can't make mistakes, but it became a pattern. Like,
yeah. Once it's a pattern, that's when like you should like start.
Yeah.
Being careful.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, I'm not doing this. You're not listening to me. You're obviously not putting like, that's a love language, you know,
yeah,
to me.
Exactly.
So like, if you're not, if I'm having an issue with you and you're not correcting yourself, then like, I don't know what to tell you. All I know is that it's fucking 90 degrees in this goddamn room right now.
No, like literally, I don't understand. It's 11 o'clock at fucking night, bro. What the fuck? I'm fucking pissed. Like, that's probably why I'm so bitter this episode. Like,
we got a heat stroke right now.
Let me tell you. Like, we turned off the fan because it's just fucking with the sound.
Yeah, and not a good look.
It's 82 degrees outside in Los Angeles. No, just kidding. It's 68.
Well,
it
but,
doesn't feel like 68.
Well, we also got mad lights on us right now.
That's true. And it's just fucking hot as shit. I don't know, whatever.
Tell me, but does my highlight look good?
Shit, I got sweat all over my face. Probably looks like I got highlight all over my entire face.
This is. Do you have any other tweets?
I have one more that goes. It's good. So it's at Owee It's V.
Oh, Owee It's V.
Owee _ It's V. So she said, "Men be like, I would love the opportunity to give you the bare minimum."
Oh my god! Wow.
An explosion.
That's how I feel about it. I feel so, like,
men,
it's
like,
one of
quit
the...
quit begging if you're just going to come through with bullshit.
No, like, for real. What is this bare minimum shit? What is this, like, picking me up, calling me, telling you here? I haven't received no flowers. I can't even tell you the last time I'm... They sell them for, like, $5 off the freeway.
Yes.
You can help, like, a street vendor and you can make your girl happy.
Seriously. Like, so, okay, so it's like... Not everybody's perfect, so, like, that's, like, what we kind of just briefly mentioned, like if somebody makes a mistake, nobody's perfect, but once it becomes a pattern, like keep note of that.
Yes.
Like, that's when you should like know, like, do I gotta pack it up?
Yeah, like
or
if he's
speak up, say something.
If your bare minimum is like, you know, he calls you baby and he's not calling you baby, like come on girl, step it up, tell him.
Yeah, or like
give him a minimum, chance to fix it.
Like if you're like, why didn't you text me back like in like a few hours or like all day, and then if he's like, you swear like I go disappearing for weeks at a time, you think I would tolerate you disappearing for weeks at a time, bruh?
That doesn't even like, make sense.
It's like men that just like want like a round of applause for doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Like you don't deserve praise or recognition for being a decent human being, being a decent boyfriend or doing the bare minimum.
It's like, no. It's like going 50-50 on your vacation. That's for the next episode. Make sure you guys email us at simpinafterdark@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Instagram at simpinafterdark. You can follow our personal Instagrams. Mine is Victoria D. Wells.
And I'm Ash_Friday_. We are also on Twitter, also Simpin' After Dark, all across the board. So
yeah, so come through. Let us know what you think. Tell us about your vibes. Tell us about your past relationships. Or if you're a fuckboy or a fuckgirl, you know we want to hear from you.
You can message us or like send us in video clips or voice clips, whatever. Like we did that one episode. Like feel free to do that and like we'll play it on the fucking podcast.
Yeah, we'll put you on. We don't mind shouting out a couple homies. Come through. But I just want to say it's been a lovely time.
It has been.
Until next time, Ashley.
Bye.